Zech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas Zech Nishmas Daniel Shena Pasu Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, tomorrow. Yesterday was the our first shiur. So those that weren't here yet, I'll give a little bit of a review. Today is Thursday, so on Thursdays we also do some chumash at the end. We'll have a parsha packet at the end. Okay, and Sunday we'll start our Sunday series, 11 to 12 on Sundays. Now, and Monday we should have regular shiur. The only thing is this Monday, I have my nephew's bar mitzvah, so I have to figure out the timing for how that's going to work out. So that'll be to be determined, how that'll work out. Bez Hashem. Okay. Good morning, Natan.
You're talking about the 11 o'clock shiur, Rabbi?
Yeah, I'm talking about the... the 11 o'clock shiur. Yeah, the 10 o'clock shiur is, I'll also have a, in terms of the Monday bar mitzvah, it also could be a conflict. So I'm an ovel, so I can't really be there the whole time. We'll have to figure things out. Everyone will be notified for everything. Good morning, Dr. Presby. Ranan Koren, good morning. Jacob Silberger, Ilan, Yair Nola, okay. And welcome back to Rabbi Yehuda Abadi, who is now coming back to rejoin Ashir. Yehuda, you with me?
Yes, go ahead, Rabbi. I'm trying to work the camera, but I'll.
Yeah, the camera. We want to see. We want to see your panim. Panim, okay. Rabbi Yehuda Abadi is the grandson of my Rabbi Rav Yitzchak Abadi Shlita, who is with us. Previously in the shiur. Okay. So, yesterday we learned the Mishnah that on Erev Pesach, one is not allowed to eat, presumably, according to Tosis, it means a meal. It can't mean matzah, because you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It could be matzah shira. The Rambam Shita is that it was in the Perish Mishnayis that... it's referring to eating a lot of peiros, just filling yourself up with a lot of peiros, not necessarily a meal, but something that's going to fill you up. And then the question is, so that's an Erev Pesach. Now, what's the din on Erev Shabbos? Could you eat a meal on Erev Shabbos? Well, there seems to be a machlokas in the Braisa, whether... you could, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says that you could only eat up to Zman Mincha. Lo yochel ad Erev Shabbos. In other words, Piteisha Shos Ulamala. So from Kideshi Karish L'Shabbos Kishu Tava de Rabbi Yehuda. So that means, from 3 o'clock, if the day starts at 6 and ends at 6, so from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't eat. And Rabbi Yossi says you could eat until the night. Rabbi Yossi says you could eat until the night. So, how do we paskin? Because on Erev Pesach, we say you have to stop eating at Samuch L'Mincha. It means a half an hour before Mincha Katana. And so if Mincha Katana is... Mincha Katana is 3:30. It's 3:30. And so Samuch L'Mincha is 3 o'clock. And when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, "Miteisha shos ulamala." And Rabbi Yossi says, "Ochel v'cholach ad shetechshach." So machlokus. Okay, so let's see how we paskin. So we were doing the Rambam yesterday. So let's take a look in the Rambam. and see what the Rambam says. The Rambam, again, we were doing yesterday, it's on page 8. So says the Rambam, Halacha da also l'gbo suda mishta be'erv Shabbos me'kovad ha-Shabbos. So the Ravid says, Kosov Ravid davka she'osu l'gbo min ha-mincha l'malo. So he says, the Ravid says that it's only min ha-mincha l'malo, I mean from 3:30 and onward. That's when you can't have a suda on erev Shabbos. So basically what the Rambam is saying, if you learn it that way, the way the Ravid is explaining it, it's that if you want to eat, you want a snack, you want to have Pringles, you want to have, whatever. What? You want to have a little snack, so you can have it. Keep eating till Shkia. But if you want to have a meal, so apparently he's learning, like we saw yesterday, that the Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, is not about a meal. When it comes to a meal, that you already have to stop at 3:30. At Shetechshach. Also, Kvosudo, when is that? So he says, Ravid says, Min ha-mincha l'mala. So it means from 3:30 on, you can't have a meal on Erev Shabbos. You want a snack? You could have it the whole day. But then he says, Rav Mubhike, Mikovar ha-Shabbos, Yimna Odom, Min ha-mincha l'mala, Mikbo Su'uda. But it's still Mikovar Shabbos that you should stop min ha-mincha l'mala, kidei shikadosh l'Shabbos v'shu m'savim. So l'chora, the Ravid's pshat is not what the Rambam says. Because if you look carefully, the Rambam says, also l'kvo sudo mishta be'erv Shabbos. So what's the pasha pshat in that line? That means, the simple pshat in that line of the Rambam is what?
All day.
There was 9 o'clock in the morning. You want to have a suda 9 o'clock in the morning? Asa. What? Now, you want to eat? You want a snack? The whole day you could snack. You want to have a suda? You can't have a suda from the morning. But then he says, what does he say after that? But then he says, well, you shouldn't have a suda from what? From 3:30 and onward. So it seems to contradict itself. Because the first line of the Rambam, he says, you shouldn't have a suda on Erev Shabbos. And he doesn't say when. So like Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Abadi said, that it means the whole day. And then, 2 lines later, he says, no, only you can't have a suda from 3:30 and onward. So which one is it? Is it the whole day? And the whole day, who ever heard of such a thing? You can't, you want to have a breakfast Friday morning. You want to go out to breakfast. You can't go out to breakfast. Say, Eretz Israel, they have a real Israeli breakfast, you know, on a Friday morning. You know, a really Israeli breakfast, you want to get a roll and butter and some lox and some geschmack, you know. You can't do that. What does that mean? Also, the bo suda umishta be'erv Shabbos. And then he says, you can eat all day. And then he says, mikay mikovet Shabbos, sheyimna odom min ha-minchol mal mikvo suda. So it seems that the first halacha is to use the lashon aser. And then at the last halacha he says, because of Kovet Shabbos, it's proper to refrain. There's much more power of a lashon, right? Because when he says in the first line of the Rambam, he says, aser, Usher. And then he was, and then the end he says, no, it's you know, it's more covetic not to have a Suda, you know, from 3:30 and onward. But he doesn't say Usher. So what's the difference? So this Rambam has three halachas. Three halachas, he's saying. One is, again, not to have a Suda the whole day on Friday, right? And number two, if it's not a Suda, you could have it the whole day. And number three is, it's proper not to have a Suda later in the day. So how do you juggle these three halachas? Because the first and the third seem to be contradictory. Max, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, the Rambam seemingly makes a distinction by adding in the word at the beginning, Suda Umishta. I mean, seemingly it's like a whole, not just meal, but like it's like a simcha of like, in Simcha El B'Basar Yayin, like he's having some drinks, he's having a Suda. So having something like that, you can't have that the whole day before Kabbat Shabbos, because that's specifically supposed to be at Friday night. Then the next one, the snacking, okay, so he's just eating and drinking.
Okay, snacking is okay, yeah. And then the other thing?
And then the third one is just saying that don't wash past Mincha, so that you're not going to be...
You want to have a bagel and butter.
So then you shouldn't have a bagel and butter, because that might...
At the end of the day.
Because it might make you...
And in the morning, what was he saying that you shouldn't do in the morning?
You shouldn't have a whole Suda in terms of being like, you want a bagel with lox, go for it. But don't have a bagel with lox with a nice cup of Rashi wine.
Right, okay. So that's what Max is saying. So Max is saying...
Where do you draw the line?
How elaborate? So Max is saying like this: elaborate meal, you shouldn't have the whole day on Friday. A meal itself, you could have the whole day if you want, but and really you could have.
Rabbi, it's a taka hamsha from Aleph Beis and Gimel. What he's saying.
Yeah.
What Max is saying is a hamsha from Aleph Beis and Gimel.
The Alf Beis and Gimel, he's saying you have to have covered Shabbos.
Right.
Right.
And even from the morning, a person should look forward to Shabbos. Yeah. So making a Suda is not looking forward to Shabbos.
Because you're having a Suda for now. You're not thinking about Shabbos. You're thinking about now. So, and that's if you're having an elaborate Suda.
Elaborate Suda.
A party.
And the thing that's making it special Friday night is the fact that you're having wine to make Kiddush. So if you're going to bring wine into your Suda...
In other words, Max is stressing the wine aspect.
The Mishta, right.
The Mishta. Max is focusing on the wine.
Rebbe, would it be wine, or it could be just a drink of water?
That's not Mishta. Mishta, that's a Shvacha Mishta.
That's Lishtos.
Yeah.
Rebbe, what would be the...
Between Mishta and Lishtos. He doesn't say Mishta.
Mishta usually means wine.
Right.
What would be the case by a bris or...
Yeah, so we're going to have to see. What's the case by a bris?
Or a wedding Sunday morning.
Right.
How come we don't really do that, but if someone were to do it...
I'll tell you. So a bris, we're no way to have a nice meal. Even my bechor, his bris was on Friday morning. His bris was Friday morning. And that's, you know what the advantage is if you have a bechor and a bris on Friday morning? You know what the advantage is?
No.
That you get a pidyon haben on Sunday. And that's the, you know, because pidyon haben is very, you know, if it's in the middle of the week, it's hard, it's rushed. It's, you know, you have a Sunday pidyon haben, it's geschmack. You know, people could come, it's a geschmack pidyon haben. And so that's what he, Baruch Hashem, we had the Friday bris. And then the question is like this, you know, in Europe, it was very common that people had weddings on Friday. That was but when they had the wedding on Friday, they had the suda at night. You know, that was a European custom.
Yeah, my parents got married on Friday.
Yeah, your parents got married on Friday. Where'd they get married?
In Germany, in Ulm, in the camps.
In the camps, yeah. Yeah, you
what
see.
You
and this way, you save money that you have, you know, the Shabbos meal and the Chasana meal, the same meal. So that's why in Europe, when they didn't have so much money, the minhag was they would get married on Friday, and then they would have the Chasana meal Friday night. And there, that was a whole discussion in the poskim, because the ladies wanted to go to the chuppah also. So they would go to the chuppah, and then they would come home. And you know what happens when they came home? It was too late to light the Shabbos candles. So the Magen Avraham has a whole discussion. What do you do? So there's a whole discussion in the Magen Avraham. Could you get a goy to light the Shabbos candles? Because the time they came back from the chuppah, Shabbos already started. So they couldn't light the Shabbos candles. But when they went to the chuppah, maybe it was too early to light the Shabbos candles. Then they came back home, you know. But that's the way they saved money in Europe. Today, people are saving money by having backyard weddings. They have backyard weddings.
I know the myth was Kabila's Kabila.
You know, that became the new thing of this tkufa. You know how much money was saved on people's weddings. And you have a backyard wedding, you know, instead of spending who knows how much money in some fancy hall, you have a backyard wedding.
This coming year we have Purim on Friday.
Purim on Friday. There's also a whole. You see, so the minhag that most people have is that they have a suda early Friday morning. That's most people have. Rav Goldwicht here in my building. He has Paris Mapa Makadish. He does Minhag Yerushalayim, and they have the Suda in the afternoon, and they go till Shabbos. And then in the middle once Shabbos hits, then they make Kiddush in the middle of the Suda, and then they start the Shabbos Suda. So what's going on over here?
Wait, Rabbi.
Yeah, Yair.
Could it be that Erev Shabbos isn't necessarily the entire day? Like, maybe, like, who says that Erev Shabbos is, like, considered, like, morning? Like, maybe we should say it only at a specific time. Like, maybe a plag is considered to be Erev Shabbos. For halachic reasons.
Right.
I don't know. There's just an assumption that...
Yeah, but he doesn't, like someone said before, it said, like Yehuda said, also l'gbo sudo mishnah be'erev Shabbos. So it's clear that he means in the morning also, because later on, he says that it's mikavod Shabbos
shayim no adam
el
michol amala. Can one have a suda Thursday night?
Thursday night, yeah. I think I discussed with everybody. I think Thursday night should be okay. Thursday night is okay. Yeah.
If we have a suda early morning, it's going to prevent us from working on Sukkot.
Yeah, that's another thing. But let's look in the Magen Mishnah.
Yeah.
Also, Zot the Magen Mishnah. But Gittin, I wasn't going to do this right away, but the Gemara says in Gittin something that when I saw the Gemara, I got so frightened. I once got into a whole, I don't want to use the word dispute, but a little chiluke deus that I had with somebody. It was somebody in the family that they wanted to celebrate somewhat it was at a momentous occasion of their, I don't know, it was a birthday or something, and they wanted to do it on Erev Sukkos. And I was very hesitant that we should do something on Erev Sukkos. Because for this Gemara, says in Gittin, Shtei Mishpochos Hoyu B'Yushalayim. There were two families, you see in Magen Mishnah, there were two families in Yushalayim, Achas Kava Sudosu B'Erev Shabbos. One had a Suda on Erev Shabbos, the Achas B'Shabbos. Perish B'Zman Beis HaMidrash U'Shteihem Nekru. Wow. And the two families were destroyed. One family had a Suda on Erev Shabbos, and one had a Suda on Shabbos. What does that mean? What does it mean, having a Suda on Erev Shabbos? We'll see. Because of a Farshah, Av B'Shemut Olach Olach HaTechshach, Fil HaKalan HaLimut Tzoch Shah, Falasos called Tommy Lold. So he says, "Vinerim Loshen Rabbeinu Shesudu Mishnah She'enu Noag Bi Mosachol Also Lasosu Be'erv Shabbos." In other words, if you normally eat lunch, right? You normally eat lunch. So you'll eat lunch on Monday, you eat lunch on Tuesday, you can eat lunch on Friday. That's what you do the whole week. So then there's nothing wrong with having a suda of lunch or breakfast. That's you eat breakfast. You want to watch, you want to get a bagel for breakfast on Wednesday? You can get a bagel on Friday. Because that's something you normally do. But suda mishnah she'enu noheg b'mosachol. But if it's something that you normally don't do, was it's a special meal. In other words, if it's a bris milah, then you have to do it that day. If it's a pidyon haben, then you have to do it that day, right? But if it's a suda that you don't, this man is not today, and it's not a normal thing for you to do. It's something special. So that you shouldn't do on Friday or Erev Yontif. Whereas you're making a going away party for somebody. So you're making an elaborate party for somebody. People are not so nizzer in this sometimes. You know, they say sometimes in the summer, the Friday is a long Friday and there's no rush. So let's make a nice big party. Now, is it so much what Max said about the wine element? Maybe yes, maybe no. But if you're making it something very elaborate, and it's not something a normal suda, in other words, the normal breakfast you have a right to have the normal breakfast every day. You eat French toast for breakfast every day, or you eat it some days. You don't have to eat it every day. So if you're in the mood to eat French toast on a Friday morning, so be it. Eat your French toast. Good for you.
Could I suggest that the Magen Mishnah is associating the same suda you make on Shabbos you can't make on Friday? It has to be dumya to suda Shabbos.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. How you sign off Shabbos to dosa ber Shabbos, the achas for Shabbos.
One second. Let's see what he says. Where are you reading?
Right after the Aflamet Ches, after Shtei Mishpachos.
Shtei Mishpachos. Hayu b'Yerushalayim achas kavah besudos ber Shabbos achas b'Shabbos. And by the way, the one b'Shabbos means it was during the time that the Rav was giving a drasha and he was giving a shir, and you made a suda, so this way people will go to your suda and not to the rabbi's gemara shir.
But like Kiddush Club?
Kiddush Club, okay.
I mean that.
Because of one second, Avi Shemutu Lechalat Shetetcha Filo Chatila Hadimilu Tzach Shoh. Avalasos Kach Tomi Lo the Mexican Mizalzim Kovet Shabbos. Hoga Dafne also with Rabbi Chotzos. About Nir Loshen Rabbi Shasu the Mishnah Sheinu Nog Vimo Sachol also Lasos Berav Shabbos. Chol Yom Bichlal Isra. Bichol Hayom Bichlal Isra. For here came remembered Gittin. Lechav Lishtos Belok Via Suda Filu Suda Sherogil Bichol Kol Hayom Mutter. Bachat Haskil. Yeah, so a suda that's rogel b'chol means the regular meal that you'll eat on any given day. Say, face, you eat lunch, and you want to eat lunch Friday afternoon, so be it. You can eat lunch Friday afternoon, even if it means pas. Even if it means pas, you could eat lunch. But to have a special suda. So that's why when somebody was once wanting to make a special party for somebody, I'm leaving out any names or whatever, I was very nervous. Because since the Gemara doesn't say just osir, the Gemara says that shtei mishpachos, that one made a suda on Erev Shabbos, you know, because it was a suda she'ein regila, and the other one made a suda on Shabbos during the Rav Shir, and they both nekru, so that got me very scared. So I pushed that we shouldn't have this party. So the pshara was that we had it. We had the night before. I think the night before might have been a Motzai Shabbos. So we went out the night before to have the celebration.
Okay.
So this way I felt better that we weren't doing it on Erev Shabbos, because to me I was choshesh that it could be a shayla of a suda she'ein regila, and even in the morning is aser, because you're making this special, it was a special occasion, and you're making a special party and a special occasion, so it could be that it's aser.
Aser Rebbe.
Yeah, who's speaking?
Ari.
Who? Oh, Ari.
Ari. So it kind of sounds like that the Magen Mishnah is saying less that it's not about the meat or the wine that makes the suda; it's about the suda itself. So on Shabbos, the suda
shein regila. But most probably, if it's a suda shein regila, it's going to be a little bit shtickle fancier. You know, whether Max said, you know, the Mishnah, it's true. The Rambam uses that lashon. And most probably in those days, if it was somewhat of a fancy thing, they would probably have wine.
So the Magi Mishnah's problem is that the meal might outclass Shabbos. Like it's kind of like making the Shabbos meal less elevated.
So it's not covered Shabbos. Rav Meir said before, or someone else said, you know, you're focusing, you have to, like Rav Meir said, you have to focus on Shabbos on Friday. So you're making this beautiful. So the meal that you eat, that the normal meal, you know, that's because you have to eat. You eat every day, so you eat. So that you can have that meal. You know, you go for pizza. So you want to go to pizza Friday afternoon. You know, it happens to be in during this COVID. Usually my kids come home from yeshiva Friday afternoon. I take them out for pizza. Now I have to bring the pizza in to them because. There's no public dining in New York City, so we take the pizza in. So okay, but that's not a special occasion. We eat lunch. This is the way we eat lunch on Fridays. This is the way we eat lunch on Fridays. But the Rambam's saying, but make sure to have the lunch earlier in the afternoon. In other words, even if it's a suda harigila, still.
And when the Magen Mishnah says "Letzorach Shat," does he mean for a bris milah? And
which line are you reading?
The katru mefarshim zah afot vishimoter lechol ad shtech shach rapim hatchil nami hanimina letzorach shat.
Which line are you?
It's probably 7-8 lines down.
What's the first word of the line?
It is Vafilu.
Vafilu. Vafilu l'haskil nami, hanimil l'tzorach shah. Havalasas came tomid.
Is he saying that make an elaborate meal for?
Right, so he's saying a different point. In this line, he's saying that some say that even though you're allowed to eat achetechshach, that's if you need to, but that shouldn't be the time that you're doing it on a regular basis. In other words, really, you should eat lunch earlier on Friday. You shouldn't eat lunch at 3:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30.
What is the source of what they call Toyameha?
Yeah, we're going to have a whole packet on Toyameha. Okay? So you got to, it's like packet, 9, 10. It's going to get
Toyameha. Toyameha is probably like,
right, so Toyameha is, it's not in the Shas. It's for Kabbalistic sources and other things. But I made a whole packet on Toyameha.
But there's also a din not to go into Shabbos for Terumah.
Yeah, that's another halacha, right. Just like there's halacha that you can't eat too much, you're not supposed to fast on Erev Shabbos. Right? And we're going to have packets on that. Now, those packets I didn't make yet about the Isra of fasting on Erev Shabbos. The only fast we have, Asar B'Teves, we know to fast on Erev Shabbos.
Which we have this year.
What?
Which we have this year.
Yeah, this year, right. So, yeah.
Ready?
Rebbe, do you think the Magen Mishnah says that there are two families that were Korbeis Yehuda? Does that mean that they were Korbeis Yehuda once, or that they like every single?
No, I think that they had it one time.
Sounds very extreme.
Achas, it says Achas Kavah B'Sudas Bev Shabbos Achas Shabbos. You want to say, in other words, Yair's making a point. He wants to say, what's Pshat in that Gemara getting? Those families only did it one time, and they were, well, that's what they usually did on a regular basis. I don't know. I always thought it meant one time, but I'm willing to entertain the possibility, maybe.
What does it mean that they were Ma'akeh?
It means, it doesn't mean something good. It means they were uprooted, so that's not a good, it doesn't sound too good. So that's why I had this machlokus with somebody about having the celebration on Erev Sukkos. In the back of my mind, I was just afraid that we shouldn't violate this Gemara in Gittin on Lamed Chesam and Beis, and that's why I didn't want
Erev Sukkos might be an additional Indian also, because you should eat the Suda and the Sukkah Tayoba.
Right, so the question is, but this was in the morning. In other words, the thing that someone wanted to make this special celebration was in the morning. You know? And Afalpikain, I didn't want to do it, because I felt that that's this Gemara in Gittin, that even if you do it in the morning, it's a problem.
What's the significance of this Marsha based on Mikdash Yahu?
Yeah, what's the...
This Medrash.
Achas Kavu Sudos Bav Shabbos, Achas Shabbos, Pesh Bishman, Beis HaMedrash. Not Mikdash, Beis HaMedrash.
Oh, Beis HaMedrash.
It means it was the time that the rabbi would give a shiur in the Beis HaMedrash.
Right.
And he's
right.
Making a Suda, inviting people to come to his Suda, and then means they'll miss the rabbi's shiur.
Right.
Okay. So that's the. But if you look at the Ravid, also lagbo sudu mishta kosev Ravid, dafkish also lagbo min a mincha lamala. So the Ravid, he understands that the issa is only min a mincha lamala, which is say 3:30 in Arnwood. But right, but the Rambam is not matched with that way. The Rambam is not matched, and it could be that the Ravid's chiddush of the Suda is a Suda Chein Ergila, but even maybe a Suda Chein Ergila is only Asur Min HaMincha Lamala. So, but if you look in Shulchan Aruch, how it's brought down on page 16. In halacha base, he says also lekbo be'ev Shabbos sudo mishta she'ed rogil b'me'achol afil hu sudas erison b'bnei kovet haShabbos she'kanish leShabbos hu toiv lechol v'chol yom b'chol ha'isa. So here he says you can't make a suda on erev Shabbos if it's not rogil. Again, a bris mila, when my son's bris mila, I had no choice. I have to make it that day. So even though the bris mila suit is not rogil, and even that we're going to see, it's not so pashut. But pashtus is a suit of shein regila. It means that it doesn't have to be this day. The suit of bris mila has to be this day. But if you have a suit of shein regila and you want to make this big celebration, you shouldn't make it on Friday, even in the morning. It says afilo whose suit is erison. In other words, they used to have a Sudas Erison, meaning because Bezman Chazal, the Kedushin and the Suin were not at the same time. Right? Bezman Chazal, you would Mekadish the Isha, and then you would wait a year. You'd wait a year till you would. Till you have the chuppah and live together. So we don't have a special Sudas Arison, because we do the Arison together with the Nesuin. We give the ring, Darei Mekudeshesli, together with the, at the same time. We do it all together. But Bezman Chazal, they didn't. So they would have a special time that they would he would Mekadish the woman, and then they would make a Suda, the Sudas Arison. So Sudas Arison, why do you have to do the Arison today? You could do it some other day. So the Sudas Arison, you shouldn't have it on Friday, because it's not covered Shabbos. And he says, V'chol hayom b'chlal ha'iser. You see what the Mechaber says? V'chol hayom b'chlal ha'iser. So even in the morning is b'chlal ha'iser.
The Rambam.
Yeah. Well, the way the Magid Mishnah interpreted the Rambam. I mean, we should look. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? Well, the Kesef Mishnah says the same thing. In other words, we obviously the Mechaber, he's the Kesef Mishnah. So we should look also in the Kesef Mishnah on page 8. He says, Kosev, also look Boa. So he says, Kosev Hatur, Al Divrei Rabbeinu, V'nira Daf Kodam HaMincha, Ein Lik Boa. So the Kesef Mishnah, what Rameh said, the Kesef Mishnah says, I like what the Magid Mishnah said. And Ramela, that's why he made it into Shulchan Aruch. Because the Kesef Mishnah is the Rav Yosef Karo, is the Mechaber. So that's the story of the.
The fact that he says Bisman Beis Hamedrash.
Yeah, that's the other. Yeah.
No, doesn't that take it out of the realm of Shabbos? I mean, there probably would be an Isser to make a Koveya Suda on Tuesday if it's the same time that the Oilam is going to listen to Rashi and the Beis Medrash. Wouldn't it be the same?
Yeah, I guess maybe that the time that was Rogyal in those days for the Shear, who was on Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
Is there such a lucky attack if it was a set Shear on a Tuesday?
If it was a set Shear on a Tuesday and not to... I guess, you know, maybe technically it should have the same svar, but I guess this was the time that the Rav gave the Shear. You know, he gave it on Shabbos. That was the, I guess, it was the rest of the week. People were working. People were out in the fields, and the time that the Rav gave the Koveh the Beis Medrash was on Shabbos. It's interesting.
I mean, do you think it's notable that the Rambam leaves out the word Samach that the Mishnah uses?
By
Rashi's Samach Lamincha.
Well,
doesn't say.
Samach. Well, the two opinions of whether it's, because this is Erev Shabbos. This is not Erev Pesach.
Yeah, but the Beis Yosef says Mishah Asiris, isn't that before Mincha?
Beis Yosef
Shulchan Aruch.
What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Let's see.
Al Yechal Pas, page 6.
Page 6. Let's see. So again, that's Erev Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
Erev Pesach is a different halacha.
So why would the word Samach be more appropriate for Pesach?
No, because that's what the Gemara says, that Pesach, in terms of, we'll see, Rav Gutman has a discussion about eating with Teyavim. So you have to eat matzah with Teyavim. So that's what Rav Gutman points out. So that's the Gemara talks about, that Erev Pesach maybe is only, that's the Gemara's kasha. My Yiri Arvei Pesachim, yeah. So the Gemara says that maybe Erev Pesach is Samach and the other ones are not. Only Menemichol Mal. This is even Samach.
One is 3, one's 3:30.
Right. Exactly. Okay, everybody. So that's the, that is the story here. Okay. We haven't finished. We ma'ayin in the Rambam, ma'ayin in this halacha, but to me, the most important. And the idea is, so if you want to make a special meal, forget it. Don't make it on Friday. Don't make it on Erev Yontif. You want to have a regular meal, you can have your regular meal the whole day, but it's proper to have it earlier in the day, not to have it from 3:30 and onward. Again, when it's a 6 to 6 day. And if you're not Kovei Asuda, then you can have it the whole day. That's presumably is the Rambam's opinion. So I said that since it got me so nervous about the Shtei Mishpachas in Maseches Gittin, so I was very, insistent that, The other thing I was going to say, it's interesting that, I don't think it has anything to do with Rav Aaron Kotler in Lakewood, his Ikar Shir was on Shabbos. That was when his Ikar Shir was. On Shabbos, because like Rav Abadi said to me, most of the week he was in the city. Rav Aaron Kotler never really lived in Lakewood. He lived in the west side of Manhattan, and then he lived in Borough Park. And he would come for Lakewood, like Rav Abadi said, for a long weekend. He would come on Thursday, leave Monday. So because he was busy, like Rav Abadi said, in those years, saving people from the Hatzalah work. So he wasn't in the yeshiva during the week. He came to yeshiva, and the shir that he gave, the Ikar shir that he gave, was on Shabbos. But that was because probably a technical reason that he was busy during the week with Tzorchei, as Rav Abai said, with Tzorchei HaKlal. And then he would come for Shabbos.
What was he doing? What Tzolah work are you talking about?
Tzolah work.
World War II.
Yeah, World War II.
World War II.
Yeah, like saving people from, yeah. But it's interesting that the West Side, all the Gedolim lived on the West Side. You can ask Rabbi Alter. All the Gedolim lived on the West Side. That's the place for the Gedolim. The Gedolim lived on the West Side. In fact, Rabbi Peretzky told me, Rabbi Shraga Feivel Peretzky was the Boichin in YU, and he learned in Raden. He knew the Chofetz Chaim. I was very close with him. And he said that he would go very often to visit. So he was close with Rav Mendel Zaks. Rav Mendel Zaks was the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law. And Rav Mendel Zaks, the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law, was the Boichin in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kochanim. He was the Boichin, Rav Mendel Zaks. And Rabbi Peretzky was his successor. He was the Boichin after Rav Mendel Zaks. And he said he would go visit in the West Side Rav Mendel, and then he would visit Rav Aaron Kotler, because they lived in the same building. In the West Side, Rav Mendel, and then Rav Berish Mandelbaum told me that when Rav Aaron Kotler passed away, Rav Schneer returned the book. In other words, in those days, they weren't like farm stores like we have today. So many, to get a simple sefer wasn't simple, like a Pnei Yoshua, a Rashba. So Rav Aaron got it from the YU library. That's where I didn't say he went himself, but he got through the YU library. He got the svarim, and then when he was nifter, Rav Schneer made sure that the svarim were returned to the library, and that's the story. Okay, we're going to take a 2-minute break now. We'll do parsha, and then we'll say good Shabbos to everybody.